Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. Reading you the evening news, I am Matsina. The headlines. Government to observe June 25th as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. Lok Sabha MP and NPCC President S. Supong Meranjamir says there is need for restructuring working system of Congress Party in the state. Advisor for Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Kajeto Kinimi, says state is yet to reach self-sufficiency in dairy and meat production. And State Mission Director for Samagra Shiksha, Tamsinara Au, says comprehensive counselling services crucial for present society. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to observe the 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. On this day in 1975, former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi imposed an emergency in the country. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the decision is intended to honour the spirit of millions who struggled to revive democracy despite facing inexplicable persecution at the hands of an oppressive government. Member of Parliament, Lok Sabha and NPCC President S. Supong Meranjamir has highlighted the need for restructuring of working system of Congress Party in the state. Addressing party workers during a Thanksgiving program held at Congress Bhavan, Kohima today, Jamir said there is need for party workers to start mobilizing in all 60 assembly constituency and work at the grassroots level in order to prepare themselves for the next general election in 2028. He said all party workers need to mobilize the party in the state and districts to win over their opponents. To this, Jamir said the party needs to be screened out and this would be a challenge for 2028, adding that there should be a Congress government in the state. The MP therefore urged all his party workers to work hard to meet the expectations of the people. Thanking electorates for giving mandate to Congress Party in the state, Jamir said responsibility should be carried forward with utmost humility. Secretary AICC Ranajit Mukherjee and leaders from FANTAS, Area Congress Committee and District Congress Committee also spoke during the program. Advisor for Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Kajeto Kinimi, has said that the PDA government is committed to bring white revolution in the state through mass-based organization and cooperative societies in line with national policy on dairy development. He was speaking at the inauguration of mini dairy plant, Kam Dairy Farmers Training Center at Marapkong Ward, Mok Chung today. The unit is set up under National Program for Dairy Development. The advisor emphasized on the need to realize dairy farming potential in the state while observing that the state is yet to reach self-sufficiency in milk, egg, poultry, livestock and meat production. He encouraged the people, especially younger generation, to venture into this sector. State Mission Director Samagra Shiksha Nagaland, Tamsinara Au, today emphasized that comprehensive counseling services was crucial today given the challenges of modern living, academic pressures and impacts of technology on youth. She was addressing graduation day of diploma holders in school counseling, SCRT Nagaland in Kohima. She encouraged teachers to keep learning and staying updated with latest research and techniques, highlighting that National Education Policy 2020 underscores importance of holistic development of students. The director said students require not only academic support, but also socio-emotional support to thrive in their educational journey. SCRT Director Kevirale Kerhuo informed that in 2018, SCRT Nagaland pioneered the diploma course with the vision to provide hands-on, practical training in school counseling. They have completed the fourth batch of the course and trained 128 teachers. The fifth batch of the course is currently ongoing. Professor and Head of the Guidance and Counseling Cell at SCRT, Dr. Zavise Rume, pointed out that the need for the state government to formulate a strong policy for recruitment and establish a regulatory body to enforce counseling ethics. 32 teacher graduates from 2019 batch and 21 from 2022 batch were awarded certificates.
अब सिर्फ सजा नहीं मिलेगी, होगा न्याय. भारतीय न्याय संहिता मतलब नया कानून, 1 जुलाई से लागू. आजाद भारत के अपने कानून.
This news is a broadcast of Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Advisor Urban Development and Municipal Affairs Jalio Rio inaugurated Bamboo Rural Hut at Pipema under Metsifema subdivision in Chumukedima district today. The advisor called the villagers of Pipema to maintain cleanliness and take care of infrastructure, noting that National Highway 29 passes through the village and is an attraction for tourists visiting Nagaland. The advisor also inaugurated farmers' marketing shed at Sepama village in Chumukedima district today. He said that the market shed have a lot of potential as travellers and tourists visiting Nagaland passes through it while providing platform for villagers to sell their local and organic produce. Advisor for Agriculture Martin Yantan inaugurated new common facility, Kam Collection Center at Okotso Village in Wakha District today. He highlighted the region's vast potential for cultivating fresh organic vegetables and fruits. The advisor noted that a lack of storage facilities have been a great hindrance and therefore the new center was a crucial development for the region. Yantan urged villagers to maximize production and said that the new center will enable them to store their produce and facilitate distribution to other districts and markets. District Agricultural Officer Wakha Sinap Longchar encouraged farmers to keep facility stock with fresh produce. The advisor also visited Government Higher Secondary School in Sungro Village. He said he is in constant contact with Samagra Shiksha Abhiyan to address concerns of the school and informed that the department will take up infrastructure needs by August this year. The advisor also donated solar inverter, among others, to facilitate electricity issues faced by the school. State Institute of Rural Development organized valedictory program for 6th batch on Rural Development Foundation course 2024 yesterday. Department of Rural Development Commissioner and Secretary Kevise Kense congratulated officials who undertook the training and urged them to be sincere towards their duties and upliftment of rural populace. He assured all possible support to conduct more upskilling program for department officials and upgradation of infrastructure development. Course Director and Principal ETC PAC, Dr. Kedise Pucho, reviewed details of foundation course that 29 selected block officials underwent. He said it encompasses related subjects in all allied departments, including legal matters. Director of Minority Affairs, Shashank Pratap Singh, has said that Minority Affairs Department has been created in the state to address political and administrative issues of the minority community. Speaking at an awareness program in Chumukedima, Singh said schemes like Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram identifies minority percentage blocks where minority population of more than 25% can take a project to fill gaps in various socio-economic indicators and added that all blocks in Nagaland are eligible to take up projects under PMJVK. The director added that PM Vikas scheme promotes handicrafts, artisan and infrastructure development for the minority. Executive Engineer Electrical Division MON, K. Tingten Moy Konyak, has informed that 33 kV transmission line from 3311 kV substation Aboy up to 3311 kV substation Mopong will be test charged at the rated voltage on 16th July at 9 a.m. and will remain charged thereafter. The transmission line passes through Aboy, Mopong, Angjangyang Town and villages of Ngangching, Mohong, Longching, Changlang, Jakpang, Ukha Lampong and Ukha Village. In this regard, the department have asked public not to touch or go near the sat line to avoid any risk. To end the news, here are the headlines again. Government to observe June 25th as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. Lok Sabha MP and NPCC President S. Supong Meran Jamir says there is need for restructuring working system of Congress Party in the state. Advisor for Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Kajito Kinimi, says state is yet to reach self-sufficiency in dairy and meat production. And State Mission Director for Samagra Shiksha, Temsanaro Ao, says comprehensive counseling services crucial for present society. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.